Welcome back, brothers and sisters. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today we are talking about how to get yourself out of debt. We know about the four pillars to a Christian investment plan: debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfers. Today we are talking about debt management. We're going to watch this video. It's called Financial Quicksand: How to Dig Your Way Out of Debt. Check this out.
How you can dig yourself out of financial quicksand. So here's what happens. Yesterday, Vicky mentioned this phrase when she joined us, and she talked about credit card interest rates sitting at 23%. Take a listen to what she said.
Think about it. That means if you spend $100 and you don't pay it off right away, you owe $123. That's crazy. Yeah. That's financial quicksand.
Quicksand.
I think how you said it.
Quicksand. So the phrase there resonated with a lot of our viewers who reached out to Vicky directly with their quicksand story. So Vic, thanks for coming back. I want to start with this email that you actually got from a viewer. We're going to call him Scott.
Yeah.
Scott said that he and his wife are 60. They're homeowners. They've got about $35,000 in debt. Credit score is about 620. They want to pay off the debt, but because of their credit score, two local banks won't give them personal loans and a home equity loan won't offer enough cash. What should he do?
Yeah, this is a great question. First, thank you to Scott for being so candid and writing in. And here's the thing, he's not alone, right? There's $1 trillion in credit card debt in Americans right now. And here's what he said: we can't borrow the money to pay off our credit card debt because our credit scores are too low. We can't borrow the money to pay off our credit card debt because our credit scores are so low. We can't borrow. It's this vicious, crazy cycle, right? So we went to the experts at the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. They said, good job, Scott. You went to two banks. Go to more. There are lenders out there. Expand your search. Oh. They will work with people who have average or low credit. They said also try to transfer your credit card balance to another company. Because here's the thing. Even if you can't get that 0% introductory rate, you might get a lower rate than what you're trying to pay now. Then find a strategy, stick to it. You got 12 months, you got 18 months, chip away at that $35,000. And even afterwards, if there's some money left over, pay above the minimum payment and never miss your payment.
Brothers and sisters, listen, I am not a prophet or any of that stuff. I've been in the financial industry for over a decade. I'm a certified private wealth advisor. If you caught our last episode where we actually covered the federal rate increase, where she came in, she talked about the financial quicksand, When she talked about that, did I or did I not talk about credit? I said the key word, you know what? Matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to replay my clip responding to that here. Check this out.
Credit card debt. I mean, over the last few years, Americans have racked up nearly $1 trillion in credit card debt. What does the Fed's decision yesterday mean for folks trying to pay down their balance?
Eventually, it's going to be great news, but we have seen credit card interest rates hit record highs over the last couple of years. Right now, they're sitting around 23% for a new credit card. Wow. This is according to WalletHub, 21% for an existing credit card. Think about it. That means if you spend $100 and you don't pay it off right away, you owe $123. That's financial quicksand. Don't get into credit card debt in the first place. But if you are, pay off your high interest cards first. That is number one. Here's what can help you: transferring all of that debt to a new credit card. For a year, a lot of credit cards will offer you 0% interest. If you can't get one of those deals, go to the bank and ask for a personal loan. A lot of times those interest rates are much, much lower. You use that personal loan, you pay off all your credit card debt, and then you chip away at that personal loan.
There's one key element she keeps talking about that she is blowing over, and I think it goes over your head, but as a financial advisor, I hear it with bleeding ears. You have to have good credit. Good credit. She said, if you have good credit, the dealership may give you a good deal. If you have good credit, you can transfer your assets. If you have good credit and available credit, you can transfer to a different credit card. Credit is very important. Everybody wants to talk about how credit doesn't matter. When you're in debt, credit really does matter. But it really matters that you protect yourself before you get in these dangerous situations, because credit is like telling the world you have not paid off the people you owe.
What did I say?
Thank you. Thank you, brothers and sisters who subscribe to me, because you know now for a fact that I am here to help you, to say the things they won't say on TV. And I don't know if people wrote in. I don't know if somebody whispered in her ear. But once again, you see how people still have that question. Well, it's like, well, I can't do this. Why can't I do this? Well, it's credit. It's credit. It's credit. But she did give some good advice. Go to some different banks. Your focus should be on paying down your debt to improve your credit. I always tell you things that the news may not be telling you. So how do you fix your credit? Well, one, you're going to get your credit report. You're going to figure out what you owe and what is on there. Then you're going to start chipping away at things to improve it. So that means improving your payment history. As she said, maybe adding some more additional payments to pay down to get your debt to income ratio lower. What a debt to income ratio is how much money are you making versus how much money do you owe? The bigger that gap, the better. You want a higher income and you want a low debt. Let's keep going and see what else she has.
The NFCC says missing payments accounts for 35% of your credit score.
Wow.
So if you're paying on time, that's going to help boost your credit score. And that is very important. And finally, there are free nonprofit resources out there. They'll sit down with you, look at your budget line by line, and help you craft a specific plan to pay down your credit card debt. Use those nonprofits.
One thing that you suggested was negotiating with lenders. And I think people are intimidated by that. They're thinking like, what do I do? Yeah. How do I call? What if I don't have the confidence?
Right.
What's the way to do it?
Like, am I really going to call MasterCard and be like, lower my interest rate?
Right.
Yes, you absolutely are.
So
you're going to be really nice about it.
What's the template? How would you say?
You find that 800 number.
Yeah.
You call in the morning because usually the experienced veteran customer service agents are working in the morning, not at night. That's when people are training. If you get the sense the person you're talking to doesn't have the authority you need, kindly ask them for a supervisor, someone that can escalate this request.
So what do you say? You say, hey.
Hi, listen, I've got this much credit card debt. I'm paying this interest rate. Can you help me? What would you do if you were in my shoes?
Yeah.
And listen, LendingTree did a whole survey. They found 3 in 4 people who just asked, could you lower my rate? Maybe 20% to 18%.
Okay.
They're not going to go down to 2 or 0%.
Right. They'll give you something.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, brothers and sisters, something is better than nothing. You know, even if they come down 2 percentage points or 3 percentage points, whatever they come down is going to be a blessing to you. Just like she said, you can go to a nonprofit. They can develop a budget for you. We do it here at AB Ridgeway Wealth Management for our clients that come on. We actually go over their income. We go over their expenses. We make sure they have adequate cash flow and that they're actually contributing to their investments and the impact that may have on their retirement. But if you don't know anything about investing, make sure you go check out our 4 pillars to Christian investing. It goes over debt management. It goes over savings, investing, and wealth transfers. You can download that because once again, we are going to tell you the things that they can't tell you in a 3 or 4 minute segment. We are really going to dig deep so you don't have all of these questions. And if you do, you can always reach out to me.
Asking you shall receive. Mm-hmm. And if at first you don't succeed, try again. Mm-hmm. Get different people on the phone at different times of the day. But that's exactly what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. Ask and always tell your story because people understand you're trying to pay down their debt.
Yeah.
Right? You're being proactive about it. They're going to work with
you. Let me help you.
You also heard from a woman who's apparently watching the Fed, and she asked you how that could affect Social Security payments.
Yeah.
So for older Americans who might be watching or listening, could these lower rates help them avoid the quicksand?
Yes. So she actually reached out to me on Instagram. It's a great question. So we asked the chief financial analyst at bankrate.com, and he said, look, the federal interest rate, like the Fed cut, doesn't directly affect Social Security payments. That's actually determined by the Consumer Price Index. And your payments are determined each year by the COLA, the cost of living adjustment. But here's the thing. When inflation goes down, the price of goods goes down. That's the concept. Those two things don't always track perfectly, which is why we should have the conversation about high yield savings accounts for retirees, putting your money somewhere where it's going to earn 4.5%, 5% instead of 0.5%. CDs, certificates of deposit, another great way for seniors to get a steady rate of return. You're giving a fixed amount of money to the bank for a fixed period of time. It could be 3 months. It could be a year. Mm-hmm. They're going to give you a much more interest on your money than you would if it was just sitting in a plain traditional savings account.
This is why I have this show. Financial advisors say the darndest things because everything that she said, I got it. I know exactly what she's talking about. And I'm going to tell you exactly what she was saying without saying it. She was saying, just because the Fed's lower rates, no, your Social Security is not going to be affected. It usually goes up with the cost of living, which is the COLA, the COLA. It goes up with that. But since rates are going down, it's like, well, are we going to get more money? No, technically you're not. And she's saying they're not correlated. But what did she say without really saying it? You can't depend on the Fed's rates increases or decreases. You need to focus on savings, either get you a high yield savings account. Maybe you need to invest. You need to do something different, because if you're going to rely on the cost of living adjustment or Social Security to either increase or decrease because of the Feds, that's not going to happen. She says, why worry about a few percentage points when you can get 5% in a high yield savings account or something like that? So she's saying, put your money in something that's going to make money, because you can't depend on them to give it to you. And I totally agree. But yeah, she had a lot of information. She's a very intelligent individual. I actually like her videos. This is the second video I've actually done of her. Once again, we cut back to that other video that we talked about, but she has some very great points as far as organizing your finances. And she clarified a lot of things that she said on the last episode, and then went to go get some professional help about how to answer these questions for you. But if you listen to our first episode, I'm going to link it here somewhere. It's going to appear over the top. The little thing that comes across, it's going to do that. For those who are listening on my podcast, I'm going to put the link in the description to the other video. So after you listen to this video, or after you watch it, go watch the other video so you know exactly what we're talking about. You need both of those pieces to get a full understanding of what this episode is really about. But brothers and sisters, I'm not going to hold you. I hope you got the lesson. If you need help, make sure you go into the description. All the links are going to be there to talk to me. My name is AB Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience. I live and breathe this stuff 8+ hours a day, 7 days a week. If you need some help, you can always check in, and make sure that you check out our playlist, because we're going to go over financial scams, retirement tips, and things like this that a financial advisor would say about financial situations. So if you love this video, once again, make sure that you subscribe, you like, you share to all the people that you know and love. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.